This is a CKTZ News Update. As we age or suffer loss at any time, the healthcare system can be a maze when it comes to accessing services which offer support and continuing involvement in a community. That's according to Cortez Death Caring Collective co-founder Margaret Verscher. She says the collective is expanding its services to help individuals in need based on recent research.
It's a movement that started in England, and they realized that for people to have really quality of life and well-being, they needed more than a medical system involved. They had studies showing how much social interaction and community involvement affected the quality of life and well-being of people. And they started a project or a model to begin to address this. And that's the Compassionate Community Project. And we have begun one aspect of it, which is training volunteers in the community to be with community members who need support, and the Compassionate Community Volunteer would facilitate this interaction, this mutually beneficial relationship between a volunteer and a community member.
Okay, so what would be some of the practical things that a Compassionate Community Coordinator would actually do?
The Compassionate Community Coordinator would get to know each of the volunteers. They would get to know the community members who need some support. They would do their best to make a match with the volunteer and the community member's needs. And then they would support that relationship. And the way they would support it is just to be a support, to monitor it, to check in, and also to be a resource. There are a lot of programs available in the healthcare system, but it really can be difficult to navigate that. So the Compassionate Community Coordinator would be pretty knowledgeable on what's available in the healthcare system, what's available in the community, how to access these things, and the volunteer could help the community member navigate that, what can sometimes be a maze.
Okay. Now, thinking about Cortez Island, with our limited population, I guess around 1,000 to 1,100 people year-round, what is the demand like for a person who would be performing these services, and why do you feel that Cortez Island needs a person doing this work?
Cortez Island already has such a rich community, and there are so many ways for people to connect within the community, but it can be difficult, as it is in any community. And Cortez in particular, sometimes the access to healthcare services is a little trickier than in a bigger center. And
do you sense that there's a demand or there's a gap at the moment?
I believe as our population ages, this gap is showing up in all communities. Cortez is certainly no exception to that.
And just thinking about the people who might want to access the help of a Compassionate Community Coordinator, typically, is there a type of person or a person that may be suffering from a specific condition or something, or at a stage in life where that might be most beneficial?
Yes. So the type of community member who might seek the support may have declining health, so their health issues may be dictating some life-limiting, something that limits their life and maybe keeps them at home, then they become isolated. That's the type of person where having a companion, having somebody to get them into the community and engaged with the community or simply with the companion would be very helpful. When there's been a death to someone close to a person, it's a whole new community to them. They may have lost their bearing. They may really need some support to navigate their new situation without maybe a partner that they've shared the last 40 or 50 years with. People who are becoming frail, just not as easily able to get out and enjoy things, could benefit. People sometimes are homebound, and just the simple act of getting them outside into nature can be extremely helpful. And then there's people in our community who are looking after others, and a little bit of respite, a little bit of support can go a long way beyond this program.
Right. Now, if you could, please remind us of what the Cortez Island Death Caring Collective is.
The Death Caring Collective is a group of people who are on the island who are available and knowledgeable and trained to assist people when it comes to death and dying. And there are hospice programs that are active in communities which provide support to those navigating death, dying, and grief, which already exists in this community. this is being expanded because there are so many other needs that aren't death-related.
Verschuur says the collective was formed in 2018. Its list of email subscribers continues to grow and now has 105 members. The collective posts weekly articles on a local website related to death and dying and hosts regular workshops. Greg Osoba, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.